You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Open line.
So, Adam Katsavalos is having his day in court. Well, almost. Seems like his lawyers are trying their luck with a technical argument to have him not answer to the substantive issues. But that said, the guy who used the K word while on a beach somewhere in Greece did speak to the media, and this is what he had to say. I actually think there's some really interesting questions. My producers and I were talking about this morning. There's some really fascinating questions here about the nature of an apology. Apologies have always fascinated me as a philosophy student. Listen to this clip, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that you and I can get into.
In my moment of madness that I had last year, I'm completely embarrassed and utterly ashamed at what I did and what I said. And I express my sympathy and sorrow to anyone who upset and whose dignity I harmed. I had no intention of doing any of that. And I'm here to face my consequences, and I'm really sorry about any harm that I may have caused.
So here's a cluster of difficulties with apologies in general. The first thing is that an apology only has moral merit when it is completely sincere. But here's the tough thing. How do you judge sincerity? Karima Brown and I, for example, had a little bit of a discussion where we didn't see eye to eye. Yeah, sometimes we don't. Not all colored people think the same, including friends. About the EFF's apology. Because how do you determine sincerity, right? Is it entirely and wholly and exclusively, which is one view and it's an acceptable view, the person that is the subject of the apology makes that judgment call? But let's say secretly, if we could cut over my head and my heart, we would be able to tell objectively. Imagine you were an amazing scientist. Let's call you the naked scientist. And you could scientifically determine that Eusebius is actually being sincere psychologically. Then is that a heartfelt apology? Do we judge it based on tone, body language, the voice? You know what I mean? So the first difficulty is just not even specific to Adam Katsavalos. It's about apologies in general in life. How do you determine whether an apology is heartfelt, is sincere, is genuine? There are obvious ways in which we can show that someone is not being heartfelt. Like if their behavior continues, if they don't make amends, if they don't take responsibility, if they refuse to acknowledge the harm that their actions had caused, then we can say, okay, then you can't possibly genuinely mean your apology. You probably simply want to evade the consequences of the action that landed you into trouble, right? So those are decent proxies for determining whether the apology is genuine or heartfelt. But one general difficulty with apologizing is it's really hard to know whether mom, whether dad, whether sibling, whether lover, whether ex-lover, whether colleague is being genuine when they apologize. So that's the first point. And I want your thoughts on that one. The second part of an apology that fascinates me as a moral philosophy student is, do people who are harmed, who then get an apology by the person who harmed them, have any kind of duty to show grace? Or is it okay for me to say, and I think, Holly, you and I have a similar view on this, to say, I accept your apology, that's a good start, but I still want you to be found guilty of crimen in jure. Go to jail, go and work at yourself, go and speak to other white people about why the K word has a history that really makes it egregious to use it. And actually, I want to hear you say the words, I am a racist. Don't just say to me, you are ashamed, you are embarrassed, because that doesn't get to the heart of the self-recognition that you are a racist. There's nothing in that Adam clip, unless I missed it, Abel, where the guy says, I'm a racist and I have work to do on my racism, right? He's ashamed, he's embarrassed, he's all of those other emotions. So it's very hard for me to give you your full due and to say, please, prosecutors, drop the case, go easy on him, he's different from Vicky Momberg, because he doesn't self-examine enough. Anyone who uses the K word like he did so casually on the beach, you have a racist character. And if you can't look yourself in the eye, in the mirror, and then look at the public and say, I am a racist piece of work, I've got work to do on myself, then no, I don't want the case to be withdrawn, because you haven't taken full recognition of what about yourself were revealed. And that for me is the difficulty I have with Adam Katsavalos. I want the guy to recognize that he's a racist. And if he doesn't recognize that, then to say you're embarrassed is really just to say, I was busted. There's a difference between being embarrassed for being busted and acknowledging that I'm a racist and I need to work on myself to chip away at my own racism.